Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society University. And this is the work of a chaplain, lesson number 9. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics of this profession. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is Proverbs 19:17, which says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Erasmus. He said, "Length of life should be measured not by the number of years, but by the number of right actions." In this podcast today, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain by Naomi K. Paget and Janet R. McCormick. Our topic today is ministry tasks and competencies for the chaplain, part 2. The chaplain role encompasses many ministry tasks, from minister to healer, if you will, pastor to intercessor. The chaplain provides religious and spiritual care. This chapter will present various legitimate roles of a chaplain, not as an exhaustive list, but as the most common possibilities. Most chaplains must demonstrate at least a minimal competency in all these areas. Minister, religious. Across most religious lines, the spiritual leader of the community is considered first to be a minister, the one who officiates over the religious activities of the faith community. Likewise, the chaplain functions in the role of the minister, providing the religious functions that people expect from clergy, often performing ministry without the physical structure of a church, chapel, synagogue, temple, or mosque. The chaplain may provide these religious functions in seemingly unusual places: offices, outdoors, disaster sites, homes, or public buildings. To people who have never experienced traditional religious programs, services, or rituals, these locations may not seem that unusual. Instead, they may seem appropriate for the religious ministry provided. Rites and rituals. Chaplains are often called upon to provide rites and rituals. These may include the celebration of marriages, infant dedications, christenings, and baptisms. Some chaplains lead weekly worship services and offer Christian communion during worship to requesting individuals. They may officiate at funerals, memorial services, and wakes. Depending upon the chaplain ministry setting, other more atypical rites and rituals may be employed. The hospital chaplain may perform a blessing of the hands for nurses and caregivers who attend to patients. The truck stop, a chaplain may hold a memorial service over meatloaf and lemon pie upon a hearing of a trucking fatality. The race car chaplain may offer a team blessing in the pits as crowds wait for the signal to start your engines. The disaster relief chaplain may provide memorial services standing in the rubble of a building or home. These rites and rituals are often quite unique. They are frequently spontaneous and they are characterized by the distinctive nature of each particular institution. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue learning about the work of the chaplain in our next podcast. Holy Father God, prepare us to minister in all settings, representing you and representing your church, for the salvation of lost souls, for the revival of saved souls, and for your glory, your praise and honor. Lord, prepare us for every possible situation and opportunity to minister to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that He died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow You in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for His sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.